Good morning, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I am so, so thankful today. And really just, you know, how God really builds our confidence. And really, He is the one who knows our path. He is the one who knows our journey. He is the one who knows what's really going to elevate us in this life. And when we go by, you know, the thoughts that God has for us, you know, we can have that I can do attitude, that with God all things are possible, that the possibilities are endless with God, that we can really move in faith every day. And you know, what we do should be an example to others. We should be lights in this dark world, that the world, you know, has, you know, things and circumstances and situations that the world doesn't know how to come out of. But God gives us the answer. But are we giving people around us the answers? Are we showing people what we know? Or are we relating to their carnal because it's easier, you know? And there's many great inspiring thoughts that God can give us. But we need to recognize that. We need to recognize the still small voice. If you're unsure if it's God or not, then what do? You go to prayer and you ask Him, you know, keep bringing this up. Keep inspiring my heart with your thoughts. Really, where is your vision? Where does your thoughts lay? Does it lay within the world, or does it lay with God? You know, and God is the one who gives us faith. God is the one who really wants us to move in faith. He wants us not to act in fear. You know, many things can go on. Many things in the world, you know, that can happen that can try and bring fear to us. But we can say, no, greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. Your neighbour may not understand your path. Your neighbour may not understand the journey that God has got you on. You know, why is God asking you to do such a thing? You don't know where that thought, or where that you acting upon that thought, where that is going to take you. So really ensuring that you have first are really certain and really sure, you know, you're really sure. And even if you're a little bit, you know, on the edge, like, move in faith and God will show up. God is going to show up every time for you. He's going to ensure that the things that you bring into your life, when you're praying and when you're really, you know, going to God and asking Him, are going to benefit you. And God wants us benefited. He wants us prosperous in every area. He wants us benefited in all we do. And He really wants us to show the people around us that, you know, you can come out of this situation, that God can give you ideas. God is the creator of the heaven and the earth. And He, you know, He spoke light be, and light became. So if you really desire something, what do? You speak, you say, you know, business ideas, you come. You know, money, you come. You know, laborers, you come. You know, the words of God, you come. And God, you call those things to you. As God done, we should be examples. Speak in the positive, say. And really bring what you desire to you. But if you're consistently in a negative mindset, consistently sat procrastinating, consistently sat, you know, just thinking and not doing, you're not going to benefit. God wants us to benefit in every area. God is the one who directs your thoughts. He is the one when you go to Him. You know, He can direct your thoughts. when you're in that spiritual mindset. But are you in your spiritual mindset or in your carnal mindset? How do I get in my spiritual mindset? By, you know, speaking in tongues, by ensure that we're thinking about the things of above and not on the things of this earth, you know, that God can then really bring you. He can bring you exactly what you desire in this life. And really having that true belief, that real steadfast belief within you that He is going to do this for you. He is going to bring something out of you that you never knew was possible. You know, the position that you're in that you may not be truly happy with right now, God can completely take you out of that. And it's really having that faith-filled mindset that He is willing and able. He's not a God who's keeping anything from us. But where is your focus? Where is your mind? Is your mind on, you know, the negatives and this isn't working well or that isn't working well, or is it this is really working out and I can really envision this? When you envision it, if you think it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. I'm really having that real steadfast vision for yourself. You know, you're really in that focus moment every day, imagining exactly what you want for your life, exactly who you want to become, you know, exactly how you want to speak, exactly what you want to do. You are really seeing yourself as that person that you are doing and you are being who you truly want to become. You know, there's a saying that to fall asleep, first you need to imagine yourself asleep. You know, when you go to sleep, you need to imagine for it to come. So what are you imagining? What are your thoughts? What are you really bringing to the table to your mind? What are you bringing to the table to your mind? You know, what does your table look like? Does it look, you know, does it look full of doubt or does it look full of faith? Does it look as if, you know, an I can do, or does it look defeated? You know, God says we are more than conquerors. God says that we can do all things through Christ. God says we are, my bank account doesn't say I'm prosperous, but God says we are. So where are we going wrong if that is not actually manifested? Our words, our focus, our thinking. So it's really about remembering that all the encouragement that is said, where we really want to ensure that we are not just taking little bits. We're taking the whole encouragement and really putting ourselves into the emotion of who we want to be, who we want to become, who we want to be, you know, what type of environment we want to be around. What is it? How are you going to become and be? By first sitting there, it first comes from that one thought and really let God then really let God then every decision that you make, really let God, you know, you can either have it the hard way or with many bumpy roads, or you can have it with God a smooth way. Yes, there could be seasons, or there could be some things may try to place doubt within your mind, within your heart, you know, but don't go off those negative thoughts. We need to go off the thoughts of faith, the thoughts of confidence, the thoughts of trust, the thoughts of, you know, that I can do. Because if you, you know, if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you can't. And it's true. So we really need to get into that belief system that we really can do. And there's no doubt within that, like true doubt. There could be a slight seed of like, uncertainty in areas, but God can smooth that out. You're on the path and journey, but what you need to do is act. What you need to do is speak faith. What you need to do is call. Call those things to you. Act in faith and not let that the seed of doubt then put fear in your heart, then you give up. Really move in faith. Really move in the action of what God really wants you to do. I feel very encouraged and very thankful. Thankful to God. Thankful for the life that I live, because I very much am seeing the envisioning things, the things that God truly wants for us. So, we do not want to live mediocre lives. We want to be that example to others. So that's what I want to share. God bless you!